Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to express our deep and sincere condolence to the governments of Myanmar and the People's Republic of China for the loss of lives and shelters by the recent devastating cyclone and earthquake. Ladies and gentlemen, I just led my delegation to the 16th session of the United Nations Commission on Sustainable Development in New York last month. The session concluded that biofuel development shall not compromise food security concerns. Climate change seems to be the most serious global problem affecting all of us. It is in escalating situation and threatening global population. As you may know that, the fourth assessment report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change indicated that increase in the frequency of drought and flood caused by climate change are projected to affect local crop production significantly, especially in subsistence sector at low latitude. Moreover, rising trend of international food prices has accelerated in 2008. Projection of the FAO and OECD show an emerging consensus that prices for agricultural commodities are likely to persist for the medium term. As agricultural-based country, Thailand is of concern of the aforementioned issues. Thailand is one of the global leaders in producing and exporting of number of agricultural commodities. However, we are of concern that high price of oil and agricultural commodities together with threat from climate change may hamper the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals in many countries. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, under the situation of the continuous skyrocketing of oil price and the threat of climate change, renewable energy sources, including bioenergy, seems to be our hopes, particularly for countries that economic development relies on imported oil. Biofuel also play a greater role in many developing countries, including Thailand. However, food security has never been less important than energy security. Last week, His Majesty the King, Bhumibol Adulyadej, graciously gave the kind of recommendation on the balance between plants for food and energy. As always, the Royal Thai government has developed policies in response to His Majesty's kind recommendation. The response strategies to the world food crisis and bioenergy development focus on land and production zoning system has recently been put on the ground. In order to cope with the challenges of climate change and bioenergy on the world food security, we are of the opinion that review and adjustment of the global food policy is essential. The world community must be proactive in addressing the surge of oil price. Why do people turn to biofuel? Is it also because of the skyrocketing of oil price? We believe that food security cannot be dealt with in separate from energy security. I therefore would like to strongly encourage FAO, WFP, and IFAD to play a significant role on this issue and kindly have it stated in our declaration. Finally, In the spirit of international cooperation, Thailand stands ready to share our responsibility to tackle the problems we are facing by ensuring our aim to supply food to the world community. We also commit to do our best to participate in this quest to overcome our challenges. Thank you very much.